All right, all
Love
right.
Talk Radio.
All right, let's see what we got. Today, of course, this is based on the fans. Get that shit off your chest. This show is actually 100% for the fans. And, once the panel get on, we're going to get this shit popping. And, man, I want to hear from the fans today, especially when it comes to this gaming, man. We want to try something new for y'all, give y'all a voice, you know, because that's what it's really all about. I see we got a caller. Bear with us. We're going to get everybody in, and we're going to be good money, man. We're going to be good money. You feel me? So once everybody get in, we're going to start taking callers. And like I say, get that shit off y'all chest, man. Okay. Yo, Bear.
Yup.
All right. I had to restart the computer, man. I don't know what the hell was going on. We got a caller already.
Damn, they're already starting to rain in, man. That's awesome.
Hello?
Back.
Yo.
All right. Baby girl?
Yep. Can you hear me?
All right.
Loud and clear.
All righty.
Waiting on Art. We should be good to go. We already got a call away.
Nah, that's good.
Hopefully you can get in if y'all, you know, y'all need to tell him. Okay, so when we start it up, I'm gonna let y'all know, because I got our intros and all that. I'm going to say that at the beginning, and we'll just come in after that. So, just try to get artificial in so we can go ahead and start taking some calls. Still haven't figured it out. Y'all can hear me, right? Y'all can hear me loud and clear?
Yeah, yep. We can hear you.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, man. I was just making sure he knew how to join in text form.
Because we're already down to 140. Those we can keep in an hour and 30 minutes, we good.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Oh yeah, bro.
He's still not having an icon on his end.
That's weird. So
I'm using Google Chrome, so I'm not sure what he's using.
Yeah, I'm using Chrome too. People, you know.
Waiting, yeah. I tell people 4, but next time I'm just going to tell them 4:30 just to, you know, play it safe a little bit.
Yeah, I'm going to start setting it up around about 4:30, man, to be on the screen.
Right.
To have it safe. Begin with. Oh, man. We're going to get this set cracking after a while, man. If not, we gotta do something. Did you send him a screenshot of his ex?
Yep, Vex sent it.
Oh man.
Well, I guess we can always start in the meantime, I guess, until he gets in here, I guess.
Yeah, we're gonna have to do something because
yeah, because you don't want to leave the callers hanging on too long, or else they're gonna keep hanging up.
All right, so I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna go ahead and play this. Oh, there you go. We got him.
What's up?
All right.
Oh, you're in here now, buddy. Thank God.
my heart was already pounding like crazy, man. I was like, not again, man.
All right, we got to shut it off. I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to let everybody know. I'm going to go ahead and play our intros. All right, we're going to have to get an intro from you. I don't know if you did one, but I didn't get it. So, but anyway, introduction. I'm going to play it right now. I'm going to let y'all. This is how we're going to start our show. So we won't be fumbling over each other. Just play the intro, let everybody introduce themselves, have the audio planned, and we just start the show from there.
Okay.
All right. 3, 2, 1. Welcome back, everybody. I'm your host, One Stop for Gamers. And thank you for coming back and showing the Dream Team much, much love. We do hope y'all sit back, relax, and enjoy yourselves. We got plenty of content to present to you guys. We're not considered as one of the best, but we are considered as the best blog talk podcast in the gaming community as today. So I hope y'all really do enjoy yourselves. We love the support we've been getting. With no further ado, here's the Dream Team.
Hey you guys, it's Baby Girl 91580 with the Gameplay HQ, and I'm happy to be here with the Dream Team today.
How's it going, friends? My name is Fringy, and I'm glad to be back for another Dream Team podcast. As usual, we've got an awesome panel and great topics to discuss, so let's just get into it.
What's going on, everyone? Shout out to the Dream Team, shout out to everybody who's listening, I really appreciate it. My name is Demon Ralph, I bring you all the best anime and video game news every week. So if you want to hear what's going on in this industry without hearing any of that bullshit, any of that fucking watered-down crap, I keep it real. Check out my channel. I don't pull any punches with these companies. Once again, thank you, everybody, for listening.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Vexium Swift, your crazy British gamer from southeast of London. I love gaming on all platforms. I love gaming on making digital art, and I love listening to all kinds of crazy music. If you don't like my opinion, then you're welcome in Neverland. But for those who want that real, unbiased, honest truth in gaming with a hint of British, then let's do this.
And I'm your boy Thanos, coming to you live on the hottest, the most talked about podcast there is today. Along with me are some of the most talented and creative people in the gaming community. Dream Team all day, all night, baby. Back to you, One Stop.
That's what I'm talking about. Even though some of them are not here with us, but they're here with us in spirit. But we got a couple of callers. Like I say, today is Get That Shit Off Your Chest Day, and it's all about the subscribers. It's about what y'all want to, it's about letting y'all get y'all voice out today. And I think it's always good to actually let the sub base and the gaming community speak their voice as well, just as much as we like to. But anyway, we're going to take in our first caller, 561. What's up, bro? Oh, girl. 561.
Hello?
Hey, what's up? What's happening? Welcome to the Dream Team, bro.
Well, thanks, man.
What's your question?
Wait,
let me change that. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Let me change that. What you want to get off your chest, bro?
I want to get off my chest with, like, how to get that stupid idiot next gen off of YouTube.
Oh, shit. Like I say, man, go ahead and speak your mind, man. Today is y'all day, man. We just vibing today, man. Get all that shit off y'all chest, man. Real talk. Okay, so you want to get, you say, what is name? Last gen. Next gen?
last gen, yeah, that
480p?
Works. Yeah.
They want to get them off YouTube. I mean, you know, I'm going to just say this here. You know, I can't hate on nobody. I'm not here to do that. I'm just here to get, you know, to put that truth out there. That's why we created the Dream Team, you know. But everybody's entitled to their own opinions, you know what I'm saying? If the community really want them out, you know what I'm saying? It's up to them. You know, they have to do that. You know, we can't do that. You know what I'm saying? But I just think that people should just tune in on where the people at that's speaking the truth, that ain't scared to speak the truth. You know what I'm saying? Don't give them clicks. Don't give them views. I mean, that's my take on it. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else want to chime in on that?
Oh yeah, I can just say artificial here. I can just say that guy can go fuck himself, dude.
I couldn't agree more.
I don't want to. That's just me. That's just me, though. I don't want to throw the Dream Team under the bus, but.
Yeah. I mean, like I say, it is what it is, man. We do our thing. Let them do their thing. I mean, it's
exactly.
Whatever. You know what I'm saying? But if you want to say, go ahead.
They seem starting to piss me off. Like, I try to not watch it, but someone always keeps sending me a link, the freaking crap gamer or whatever, to what they be saying. And I'm like, yo, this thing's alone. Like, for me to stop watching it, get their ass off of YouTube.
Yeah, I feel you, bro. I feel you. I know, because sometimes people be sending me links too, and it do get up under my skin every now and then. I'm like, damn, why they keep sending me these links? I don't watch these characters, you know what I'm saying? Because they can't do nothing for me. I can't learn from it, you know. I'm trying to seek as much knowledge I can possibly seek, and they can't do that for me. So that's why I don't watch their stuff, you know. I mean, back in the day, I considered a lot of those jokers like entertainers, not even entertainers, but it was amusing to laugh at them, not with them. You know, I used to laugh at them jokers, but now it's just pathetic and sad, you know, because it goes against what's gaming really all about. You don't sit on your hands when the gaming community or gaming period is getting fucked. You don't sit on your hands and damage control and try to twist and bend shit, because at the end of the day, we are the ones that's spending our hard-earned money, you know what I'm saying, to these developers,
exactly,
and to these corporations. You know what I'm talking about? So I just stay away from it. I can't dwindle and dwell with what they're doing. I can only focus on what we can bring to people on this side, you know. So that's why we decided to do the blog talk and try to reach out to other individuals who are like-minded like us. And, you know, and bring what the gaming community is desperately, what the gaming community desperately need. Desperately need. See, that's why I need to stay away from that. They dumbing me down. You know what I'm talking about? That's what it is, man. But we do appreciate your call, brother. We got another caller. If anybody want to chime in, y'all know y'all can just jump in.
Can I chime in?
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Sure. Listen, there's a phrase: whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Whatever happens in Neverland stays in Neverland. And Captain Hawk will be down to hunt down Peter Pan. Okay. Anyway. Calling, mate. All right,
we're going to take the next caller. We got 678. What's up? Get that shit off your chest.
Yo, what's up? What's up?
What's good? What's good?
Yeah, I'm a big fan of yours, bro. You're the best one on YouTube.
I appreciate that, man. I appreciate it. I couldn't be here without the Dream Team, though, bro. I really couldn't. But you want to get that? Yeah, if you want to get anything off your chest, like I said, man, this podcast is directly, I'm talking about, it's dedicated to the fans. We want the fans to get it. Just speak your mind. You know what I'm saying? Anything you want to get off your chest, as long as it's contained in the game. The game, because I want people coming in. We're talking about, hey, man, my wife,
yeah,
you know, she's about
shit,
that. Yeah. You know, so, yeah, man.
I'm happy you're doing this. It's the best thing ever. All I have to say is that, like, at first you used to be unbiased, now you're, like, more biased. Like, I hope you're not, like, I'm not, like, attacking or anything. Like, I love the PS4. It's my favorite console. Like, you're more biased to the PS4. Kind of. I mean, at first, like, when you had mouth up, you weren't that biased. Now you're just, like, attacking the PS4. That's my preferred console, too. I don't have an Xbox One. Like, I'm not really, like, a gamer. I have college, so, like, I don't game much, but I mean, like, I watch your videos. You're like the favorite YouTuber, but I mean, you're like, I feel like you're kind of more biased to the PS4 now.
You think I'm biased more to the PS4?
Yeah.
I mean, I respect everybody. Like I say, this is about the people. I'm not going to attack anybody. We're going to allow everybody to speak their mind. But what I will do is I will defend myself. Now, see, the thing is about me is that if you actually follow me, you rarely see any good news about PlayStation. It sounds like I'm talking. You won't see that. You won't see me make a video about just recently they made what, 20 billion in profit. I didn't make a video about that. I don't care. That's not what I'm here to do. Now, when I make my videos, I only compare the two. So it might seem like I'm being biased, but I'm not. I'm speaking the truth. When I compare Microsoft and the Xbox One, we have one better than the other. And that's my problem. That's my gripes with the console, because I know for a fact that Microsoft can do way better than what they're doing. And a lot of people don't understand that that's what I want. So I point out all the little flaws that Microsoft have that need to be fixed. Because if they fix it, then I wouldn't have nothing to talk about. See, the thing is, I just think that a lot of people attack me or think I'm a certain way when they shouldn't be attacking me or thinking that way about me. They should be going after the company that's giving me the shit to talk about. See, nobody think about it like that. They be like, well, wait a minute. If what he's saying is actually true, it doesn't matter. I can make a video about Microsoft every day of the week, and it's bad news. Sometimes you have to take a step back and look at it like, wait a minute, if he got all this ammunition against Microsoft, it's not him, it's Microsoft. That's who we need to attack. That's who we need to get after. Why would we get after the guy that's pointing it out instead of getting at the company who need to change? I can't change Microsoft on my own. I'm just one guy.
Don't affect the messenger.
Yeah, I'm just a messenger. You can't shoot the messenger. So I'm just saying, like I say, I respect everything you said, but, you know, I mean, I think a lot of people just see me and they created this aura about me and say I'm a basher when I'm not. I can't bash a product that's not alive. First of all, it's not alive. It's a piece of plastic, you know, and I'm always looking at it as a piece of plastic, you know what I'm saying? But it is my hobby, and I love my hobby. And to watch my hobby go down the shitter like that on a platform that I prefer, I think I have the right to be pissed off when I spend my money on that product.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, you're my favorite YouTuber, like the favorite gaming channel, dude. Like, you're pretty awesome. I like what you do and stuff. And, like, Truth Crab Gamer, Next Gen, you guys can go to hell. Like, all they do is live, you know?
Yeah. But, like I say, I don't know. Anybody else want to chime in on anything? Because, like I say, man, it's about them today. We got another caller. I think he want to come in. But, hey, man, I really do appreciate the support and love. We're going to take some more callers. I hope y'all enjoy the show and stuff like that. But if anybody else want to chime in, y'all can, about me being a basher. How about that? Fuck it. Let's talk about that. Apparently, One Stop is a basher. I'm not attacking anybody, you know, because this is something that's been said about me throughout the community, you know, so I'm talking in general. But, you know, a lot of people say I'm a basher. What you think about that? Because I think I explained my position quite well.
Yeah, you did. You explained your reasonings extremely well, man, extremely well. And that's the thing, and people need to understand, because you laid it straight out, because I have the same problem on my channel when I talk negative about Nintendo, so it's the same formality there too as well. And it's like, you shouldn't be pissed off at me, get pissed off at Nintendo, not me. I'm just giving you guys the fucking breakdown of shit, man.
Right,
that's exactly
right.
What you do about Microsoft, man, because, I mean, you said it yourself. If that's your brand of choice, you know what I mean, and fucking and Microsoft keeps feeding you all this negativity bullshit, you should definitely have the right to cover it, man.
Yeah. Go ahead, Vex. Go ahead. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, bro. I think that even if you were a basher, you're kind of like a fly in the ointment. You're actually putting this news out there and making it more obvious, so that Microsoft does change. You know, even if you were a basher, you know, in those haters' terms, you know. So it doesn't really matter if you are or aren't. You're still doing a good community service.
Yeah, and I think also on top of that too as well, One Stop, is that the reason why you do get a lot of flack in your channel from a lot of these ex-twats out there is because they know it's fucking negative news, but, you know, I mean, the fact that you yourself is reporting on it, while they know that you wanted that to be your brand of choice, whatever you want to call it, and they don't like hearing that kind of news, that kind of shit like that, man. I've noticed that trend even on my channel too as well, where a lot of fans, even Nintendo fans themselves, like if I say anything negative about, say, the whole Splatoon thing about voice, You know what I mean? You get a lot of those people out there that will defend the fuck out of that shit, man.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. And you know, I witnessed that, so you know, I agree with you 100%.
Yep.
And you know, like I say, man, hey, we got a lot of callers, but we're gonna talk. We're gonna throw some gaming info out there. I got a lot of topics I'm gonna throw out there. But like I say, it's this podcast is mainly focused on the fans. We want to get y'all take. We want to get hear y'all voice. But we got area code 561. If you want to say get some more shit off your chest, go right ahead, brother.
Hello.
You hear me? Yeah. What's up?
Oh yeah, I got another stuff to get off my chest. If you hear
right.
a lot of noise, I'm a truck driver. Don't worry about it.
But again, I didn't catch that.
I said, if you hear a lot of noise, don't worry about it. I'm a truck driver.
Oh, okay, okay. Like, go ahead. Get that shit off your chest, brother.
That tsunami shit. When I found out I was riding down from Maryland going into Georgia, damn near crashed a truck.
Damn, man. We got to be safe out there, man.
I was pissed.
Yeah. You talking about the PT situation, right?
Hell yeah, the PT finally healed. With the canceling the whole shit. Because if you sat there and you played that PT game, it was like, yo, I had to drop the sticks because I was that scared, dog. But now
that
you
shit
know
fucked
when the
me
game,
up, bro.
Yeah, you know when a game makes you drop the controller and walk away? You that fucking
yeah,
shit.
Yeah. Yep, yep. I totally agree with that.
Yeah, hey, boy, I'm going to tell you. Yeah, appreciate it because we're going to chime in on that PT situation. I ain't going to lie, that's a fucking scary game. It's a good game, too, man. I'm going to admit it. I didn't beat the game because I couldn't. That shit was fucking with me, man. Got the little baby in the sink and shit. Like, nah, come on, bro. What? They tripping, yo. You walk, and it's like you walk into the circus. Like it's almost like the person who created the person mind, that guy's mind, had to be really in a dark place, man. Because that shit felt like I was stuck in a fucking nightmare. Like, real talk. Like, a fucking nightmare. I was playing it with my wife was watching me play it. That shit scared her so bad, she went in the room. She's like, I can't do it. I'm not watching this. She jumping and I'm playing. She jumping, so it's scaring me even more. But anyway, yeah. What y'all take on? I forgot his name. He left, and they canceled PT. We could talk about that a little bit.
Okay. My thought about fucking the whole PT thing being pulled off and then with Silent Hill being officially canceled, I think it's bullshit. I really want to know what the fuck is going on with Konami because they just recently pulled out of the stock. Shit there just a couple days back. So I think they're done with gaming, and to me that really upsets me because they're still sitting on a lot of beloved IPs, Silent Hill being one of them. So me personally, I'm pissed because I'll never have the privilege to be able to play that PT demo now. And I know there's a lot of people out there that were really looking forward to the actual Silent Hill game being done with the collaboration of, what's his name, Kojima and Guillermo del Toro. So, I mean, what the fuck, man? It sucks, dude. I mean, Konami, man, you gotta get your shit together. But if Konami's bouncing the fuck out and they want to go with their casino crap and other stupid shit, then fuck you, Konami.
Yeah, but that's what's going on, though, man. That's what's going on. And you described it perfectly, yo, one stop. That's a nightmare, dude. It's always been that way with Silent Hill, man. And it's once again, innovation is being punished, you know? Finally something new, and it's getting shut down, you know? It just hurts me, man. It just hurts.
Now, does anybody know why it's getting shut down? Is there like an official statement from the company saying why?
It had to be some type of disagreement or something. But right now, we like walking around with blindfolds on. We can't see what the fuck is going on. Really,
it's just likely has to do with the whole Kojima firing thing. I think.
Yep.
I think.
Yeah. Well, the whole thing. Well, I can just say that I couldn't play it. I'm with your wife, Dread. I couldn't play it. I watched someone play it, and it was like really scary watching it. And I was looking forward to actually doing a playthrough of it. You know, I was scared as hell just from the game. But that's messed up. I'm gonna research and see if I can find out if there's any official statement from the people, the developers.
Yeah, so I'm go ahead. I'm sorry.
Sorry, man.
honestly, I didn't know Konami wanted to be like Capcom so much. Also, that's very I take that personally because you know, I played a bit, you know, the demo looks really good, and it, when you see such a great project like that fall apart, especially over what could be legal matters, it's a real disappointment.
I agree.
And you know, I'm with Artificial on this one. When we finally get something, you know what I'm saying, elevated, and look what happens to it. It's almost as if somebody that's in control is purposely fucking with us. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
Like, look at all the DLC that came out. We're going to talk about a little bit of that DLC. What they call it? Fanaticans. Or whatever they want to call it. Yeah, that bullshit there, man. That bullshit there is really, really getting under my skin. But it's like, we get a good game, it's gone.
Yep.
But if it was a shitty title, that should be free forever. For the whole generation. You know? It's just crazy, man. But I want to talk about this DLC because that's been kind of like been a little bit of a problem we've been seeing. And it's getting worse. I know y'all noticed this. This DLC shit is getting worse and worse. Like, every game, boom, DLC. I'm talking about before the game. Dude, the game could be a year out. We already got leaks of DLC, of titles. Like, what the fuck is going on? And it's the price, too. I think they're overcharging us with this fucking doo-doo-ass DLC.
Yep. I mean, with the whole debacle with Batman, I mean, you know, they pretty much basically forced Rocksteady to come out there yesterday and finally break down everything that's coming with that $40 season pass, because people were, like, you know, backlashing against that. And I'm glad that they took note of that, because some games, when they do come out with a season pass, they don't tell you shit about it. You just buy into it, and the next thing you know, you can get fucked over. You just get, like, what, one or two maps, and, like, here you go. Fuck you, we got your money, you know? Nah, man. So I'm glad they came out with that. But the biggest question is, though, is, like, is all this information that Rocksteady is providing for their season pass worth that investment, though? That's the question you have to ask yourself.
I think not, man. I think not at all. If they make me charge two-thirds, I said it in my video, if they make me charge, or they charge me two-thirds of the original price of the game, they better give me two-thirds of the gameplay too with it, man. And
yeah,
I'm not
sure.
Doing that.
Yeah, they're not doing that shit. And I don't know if you guys have actually read all the information that's coming with the season pass or not. I'm not entirely sure. Have you guys read that yet?
Yeah.
No, I haven't seen it.
It's basically like, I can read it real quick if you want there, Dredd, just to get a basic understanding. That way you might be able to see if it is worth your investment or not. Basically it comes with, like, the Batgirl, A Matter of Family, which is an all-new prequel story expansion in an entirely new location where you play as Batgirl for the very first time in the Arkham series. The season of Infirmary, the hell it's called, play as Batman in all-new story missions featuring legendary supervillains invading Gotham City with new story arcs, missions, and gameplay features. Gotham City Stories, you play as Batman's key allies in narrative missions, expand their storylines for both before and after the events of Arkham Knight. Legendary Batmobiles with themed tracks. This one sounds really fucking stupid in my opinion, but it says drive the most iconic Batmobiles from Batman's 75-year history on custom-built racetracks, each themed to the Batmobile's specific era. Every Batmobile is drivable across every track. Crime Fighter challenge maps, that's self-explanatory, and, of course, character skins for Batman, Robin, Nightwing, and Catwoman. So, you guys tell me, is that worth $40 for a season pass?
Fuck no.
I didn't think so.
Fuck no. There's no motherfucking way in hell. Because when you let's see if we see now they got us in a pool full of shit. And I think nobody wants to be in a pool swimming in doo doo.
Yeah, yeah.
So they sprinkled a little glitter on it. You see how you named all that stuff? All that shit mean nothing. How much more of a game do we get for our fucking money? I don't wanna buy skins and different color outfits, and I can change the color of my vehicle. That does not enhance the game. That does not add more gameplay value. It doesn't. They could have easily made it where you can unlock those things by completing different objectives within the game.
Exactly.
You see what I'm saying? And it's crazy that we got to sit here and continue to let our hobby turn to shit. These casuals, boy, I hate to say it again, but these casuals really got us, man, they got us swimming in shit, man.
Yeah, dude, and it's already started like a flame war online. where they release the info. It's like, yeah, the DLC is only for true fans and shit. You know, it's only the season pass. It's only for real Batman fans. Go fuck yourself with that horseshit, man.
Yeah, exactly. And to make matters worse, too, as well, you also got the GameStop exclusive Red Hood story pack as well, man. So
yeah. If you're a true fan of the Batman Arkham series, you won't take this shit, dude.
Nah, man. No
fucking
way.
It's not about fans. It's about fanboys. Once again, destroying the whole fucking thing for us all, man.
Absolutely.
All right, so I wanted to bring this up. I'm going to get Baby Girl to chime in on it. I know she for the act of fucking donkey. But I don't know.
Oh,
if you
Lord.
I don't know if you know this, but I had went on EA, what it is, Origins or whatever, where
Origins,
you play the
Titans. Yep, that's
and
Origins,
I noticed
yep.
that they already got all these different fucking add-ons for this dog shit ass game. And
yeah, I knew it was going to happen. That they
so basically,
pretty
so
much.
Oh, go ahead. I'm going to let you take the flow.
I'm
go ahead.
I'm just
going to
say
flow.
They pretty much dumbed the game down, took everything out of the game, took every possible thing out of the game in on purpose now. The reason that they took it out, the reason that they were telling people that they were taking it out was because it was just not, you know, this is the way that the game was supposed to be or whatever. But no, they took
bullshit
the stuff
lie.
Out of the game. Yeah, took the stuff out of the game just so in the future they can charge you for it, which is it's total horseshit. Nobody should be. I don't support The Sims 4, okay? I would never support The Sims after that. It's going to take a miracle for them to revive the series. But I don't know. All of these developers, they're doing this now. I think it's less work, and then they can make more money for it.
Yeah.
Because, come on now, they had to have most of the shit that they have for download right now. It was probably already done, and it could have shipped with the main program. And they left it out just to charge you for it, to milk you for a couple dimes or whatever. So it's just sad.
How much the add-on is, the first add-on? How much was it?
I have no idea because I didn't buy it.
$39.99. I think it was like $39.
Yeah, and I'm not even sure what all that included, but it's just we're not even going to talk about how much they wanted for the base program this time around either. The base program I think was $60 or $70. It was crazy.
It was $59.99 plus tax. So you're looking at roughly between $63 to $65. And I think that the Sims Get to Work was $39.99. So you're looking at roughly a little over $40. So just with those two games alone, that's $100 for the Sims game?
Yeah, pretty
that's
much.
Over $100.
Now, I'm not going to say that. Go ahead. I'm sorry,
Dre. No, I was going to say, so I went on a little site, and I see they got like three more expansions. So I'm just adding up because, you know, sometimes the expansions might be like $19.99 if it's just clothes or whatever or just whatnots or whatever. So with the $100 already being spent, and I'm going to just go, let's just give them the benefit of the doubt. The other three will be $19.99, $20 each. That's $160 fucking dollars for the Sims game. When you say
Sims,
dude, they got a farm. They're not just milk. They don't have one cow. They have a farm full of cows.
They have
cows.
A farm, right.
They're going to milk the shit out of people, man.
And the Sims is the worst with that shit, man.
They are.
EA.
You got bets. $40 for bets and $40 to go do a job. If I do a fucking job, I want to get paid. I don't want to pay to do that shit.
But see, this is what they're just taking it to a whole nother level with the Sims 4, where it's really all about the money. Because, like, $40 for pets with Sims 3, that was changing the actual program. So I can understand why they charge that much for it, for that expansion. But when it comes to, like, Master Bedroom Suite, that type of expansion was only costing, like, $20 because it was basically adding objects to the program. It wasn't changing the program, but they're just charging up the wazoo for anything now, and then they're trying to stop modders from being able to provide free content for people. So it's just like, I don't know, I'm done with the Sims. It's just, I'm done. I spent too much money already. I'm just gonna stick with Sims 3. That's what I'm gonna do.
Okay, let me give it. I'm gonna see if I'm gonna put some news out there. Y'all might not have heard about this. Get y'all to chime in on this. It's called. It says that. Well, in the title, it says Sucker Punch's unannounced PS4 exclusive gets lots of new info as studio goes on a hiring spree. What y'all think about Sucker Punch and them going out there just hiring motherfuckers for a new IP?
Those are the guys that made Infamous, correct?
Yes.
I think so, yes.
All right, so if they're working on a brand new IP, that's going to be really interesting then. I don't know if it's going to be Infamous related, but it sounds to me, well, it just says new IP, right? Isn't that what the article title just said?
Yeah.
Then count me excited for it then, because, I mean, it would be nice to see something different from Sucker Punch, you know, with them making something new and not another Infamous fucking title, so.
I hope to God it ain't another fucking Infamous. Because it's time for these companies to step up. I mean, I don't give a fuck what company it is. We need to see some new IPs from these companies, man. And
well,
I'm telling you, that's why we're going to talk a little bit about E3, you know, because I already gave my expectations. And, you know, a lot of people kind of disagree with me because I think it's going to be mediocre. But one thing I will say is that if they come out and show us a whole bunch of shit that we already know about, I'm going to be pissed, man. I'm going to be pissed.
The only company that I expect to see do something like that at E3 is Nintendo, because Lord knows they need it for obvious reasons, of course, along with like a couple little games that are going to be coming out next year. But if I see something like that similar to that of Sony and Microsoft just showing up with releasing this year and have really nothing to announce for next year, outside from what we already know, but yeah. E3 is going to be a fucking this year for sure, dude.
So, no.
Vex, go ahead, Vex.
Can I chime in on the Infamous one really quick as well?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. No love for Infamous. Oh, but you are right, though. There does need to be new IPs, even if it is a Sony exclusive. But I would love to see Sucker Punch try and pull off a more adult-based title. That would be very interesting. For E3, I think, yes, I think a lot of the companies are going to be mediocre. I think there will be one or two surprises from each, you know, each vendor. But, you know, I'm not really that excited for E3, if I'm quite honest.
I'm hoping for one game, dude. I heard one rumor. I don't know if it's true, but I heard something about Red Dead Redemption 2 or the studio.
Oh, God, yes.
The studio
dude.
that worked on Red Dead
yes.
Redemption 1. They're actually hiring new people now, so that might be a good sign, dude.
Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
Rockstar San Diego or something like that?
Yeah. Red Dead Redemption, I enjoyed the game.
I really did.
They bring another Red Dead with you know, this generation, man. I mean, it can only get better. The world can only get bigger. You know, there's no need for them to fuck that franchise up. Well, we talking about Rockstar normally don't do stuff like that. Even though they kind of pulled some shiesty shit recently. But they normally do create a game. I think it's fair to say that they do create good content. You know, their games are good. You know, it's fun or whatever. The improvement to
Red Dead Redemption from Red Dead Revolver was insane, dude.
Yeah, man. I think that'd be awesome, man, if they come out, if the rumors is true. But I don't know, Vex, I wanted to ask, Vex, you're a big Red Dead fan, ain't you?
I'm a fan of most things Rockstar, bro. Yep.
Oh, okay.
I've played every single game they've ever made. But, Red Dead, definitely, bro. Another big adventure. You know, hopefully we get a nice 1080p experience on the PlayStation 4. And I will be picking up for PC as well. And I want to see what they do with the online if they do come out with this.
And hopefully a good ending this time, because I didn't really enjoy that ending, though.
Yeah.
Sort of let me down.
I mean, you know, it'll always be exactly the way we want it. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping that The Witcher 3 be you know, just as good as the fucking trailers are. I think
conference.
The game will be good because the franchise. I enjoyed that franchise as well. It looks pretty good. I'm getting that game for the PC though. I got a PC that one all the way out. You know, I can't sugarcoat it, man. I'm just being real. I have to go with the ultra settings, bro.
I'm getting a little scared though, man, for that game.
Oh really?
That's spending a lot of money on getting that shit promoted by YouTubers and stuff, yeah, it's obviously going to be a fucking masterpiece, but there might be something wrong with it, you know? They're going out of their way to get all these big YouTubers to promote their shit. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right, though. There's nothing wrong with using your critical thinking, because I kind of noticed that as well. You know, the promotion is a little overboard, and it's starting to seem a little sketchy, you know, because normally when they promote, like heavily promote, we might end up with another Destiny.
Exactly, yeah.
Y'all know how that's over.
And I wouldn't be surprised to see developers take that same role as what Destiny's doing right now, man.
You know, and it is, that's pathetic. That Destiny shit is pathetic. That's like the worst practices I've seen that was bad. Don't forget Watch Dogs. They promoted the fuck out of that game as well.
I also expect to see the sequel here or be announced this year at E3, as a matter of fact, for the Watch Dogs 2.
Yeah.
During Ubisoft's conference, man, because it would make sense for doing it, because we know it's coming, man.
Yeah.
I think they're making a mistake with that sequel, though, man, because it's like I said before, it's a corporate success. They sold a lot of copies, but half of those people who bought the game were severely disappointed, and they may not pick up the second one, you know?
It doesn't matter. That's happened numerous times with Assassin's Creed in the past, too, as well, and yet people are still fucking dick-riding that franchise left and right,
even ones
that are broken from launch, so...
That's very true.
That doesn't matter. They can make a piss-poor fucking game as long as it's slapped Watch Dogs on there. They're like, oh my god, buy it! And they go on right.
True.
I know one thing they won't be able to do is try to trick motherfuckers and think that them trailers are the way the game gonna look.
I think
a lot of people learned their lesson off of that shit.
That's why I was so surprised by that whole fucking Battlefront 3 thing, man. Do these people not watch each other? Do they not watch these other companies fuck up?
Of course
they
do.
They're making the same goddamn mistakes, dude.
They try to fucking prove them wrong. They think that, you know, we can do it better than you guys.
What I think it is, I don't think that they make the same mistake. I think that they don't see it as a mistake. So in their eyes, it's not a mistake. It's a money grab to them. They see profit. So when they see Watch Dogs sell the way it sell, and even though it was fucked up, or Master Chief Collection, that was one of the most broken games. What else? Drive Club, another fucked up broken game. And these other companies, like, wow, they sold a million? Wow, they sold a million? Fuck that. I'm not finna be making no full game. I'm not finna bust my ass. Let's just patch that shit. Send it out there just like that and just promote the fuck out of it and watch the money pile up. And then you got these dick eaters on YouTube praising that type of practices. That's what kills me.
Yeah.
And that's what's making our job even harder. Because not only that, we got to come back against these motherfucking companies and these developers, we got these dick eaters on YouTube is praising this shit. And now they're in competition with us because we're trying to get the truth out of there. They're trying to overshadow the goddamn truth.
Yeah. And it's working for them.
Yeah. That's the problem. That's one of the problems. And I'm like, damn, here we go with the dumb shit all over again. How long is it going to take for us to recover from this fuckery?
But I got to say that the one thing gave me a really good feeling, man. That Project Ukulele Kickstarter.
Yeah.
In one day, they reeled in over a million.
Yeah, man. I think I want to ask y'all what y'all thoughts on independent developers, because I really think that we should go out and support most of these independent developers more than we do these multi-billion-dollar companies, because they're the ones that's fucking us.
That's just my
take on it, you know what I'm saying? And it seemed like to me that a lot of these independent developers, they tend to put their foot in their work, man. Like, some of their games are amazing. And they doing this on a little bit of no budget. You know what I'm saying? I just think that it seemed like when you're new, you're fresh, it seemed like they're more hungry. And they want their baby to shine, and you can see it when you put the disc into your console. You see it, you know. But anyway, y'all can chime in on that as far as independent developers goes, if y'all want. I support them. I support them all the way.
So do I.
I support them also because They're gonna make these other developers up their game, you know.
But then again, what will happen when they get big, you know? How much money does it take for them to get poisoned, you know?
Yeah, that's true.
It's a repeating process, man, because after all, you know, the more we keep supporting indie developers like we did back in the old days with EA when they weren't really big, fucking, yeah, look what happened. Yeah, so you're right about that. I think the more we support indie titles, like if you look at Mojang, people that made Minecraft, and look where they're at now. You got bought out by fucking Microsoft.
And they're milking that shit.
Yep. But only time can tell. But do we have any more callers there, Dredd?
Yeah. Let me bring Jordan Dizzle in. Jordan,
hey.
What's good?
Not much.
Hello.
Hi, Jordan.
Hey, what's good? I want to get some off my chest, you know? Uh-oh. I want to say to all those fucking fanboys that are fucking get on my goddamn nerves. Y'all better get ready for the bleeding.
Yeah.
What fanboys, Jordan?
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about X-Twats on my channel, bruh.
No, they bleed on your channel, man. Is they? You say, wait, let me get this straight. Jordan Dizzle, you saying you got X-Twats bleeding on your channel, bruh?
Not really. I'm just trolling.
Oh, he's a troller. All right, that's what's up. It ain't nothing wrong with a little troller getting there.
Go ahead. YouTube video about real fanboys. I mean, fanboys and the difference between fanboys and fans. Because for some reason, some fanboys are stupid.
They take it to the heart, man. They a lot of them get so caught up with the quote unquote war, which don't exist, that they forget what matters the most, and that's having fun, enjoying themselves, and speaking out against bullshit.
And you know, it's sad because most of these people have those companies so far up their ass that they fucking praise any shit, dog shit that comes out, you know, and when it's fucking botched up like it fucking is right now with the Xbox One, I mean the Dead Box One.
Oh snap! No, he didn't.
he called the Dead Box.
You know, Xbox needs to fix their shit. And I'm fucking serious, bro. And I'm not even an Xbox fan. That's how you know I'm angry and pissed off at Microsoft.
Me too. I mean, see, the thing is, what we need is to make sure that Microsoft keeps Sony at bay. You know, and a lot of people are like, you're bashing. What I'm doing is I'm pointing out the flaws. They fix the flaws. They get back on track. Then we have some real competition. And guess what happens?
Yeah.
Everybody is going to try to outdo their competition. So at the end of the day, we're going to get good quality, full, unbroken games from both companies. Can you imagine a life where all three of these companies are giving us the best quality, dude? It's like a kid in the candy store, especially
for those who
own multiple consoles.
That's why I criticize all consoles, because I want this gaming community to thrive and survive, because right now, the gaming community, we're in our darkest ages right now, and we need to, you know, phase out these fanboys and these casuals.
I agree with you on the whole fanboy thing, man, especially the fanboy thing. Because those guys don't realize that they're on the wrong side of the fucking fence, man.
I'm sick and tired of games being dumbed down for casuals, and these fanboys are freaking damage controlling, and what they need to be focusing on is gaming and not fucking bullshit.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Jordan.
I agree.
Completely agree with Jordan.
Yeah, I agree with Jordan 100%, man.
Jordan just stole the show.
I'm just saying what's on my mind right now.
That's what it's about today,
because,
man.
Because, you know, I'm not trying to damage the control of the Xbox One, even though I'm not an Xbox guy.
Right.
Because I'm slowly a multi-console owner. Even though I don't own an Xbox, doesn't mean I don't hate the Xbox.
I feel you, man.
I do not hate the Xbox. I just prefer Sony and Nintendo. And because the reason why I don't like the Xbox One is their stupid DRM and their policies. I just can't bear their policies, you know?
Yeah, I understand that. There's a lot of
you
us
know
that
how
have,
close I was to buying an Xbox 360 last year? I was like inches close of getting one.
And what turned you off? What was it that actually made you? Yeah, Joy. What was it that actually made you say, you know what? I can't do it. I just can't get one. Joy, you hear me? All right, so I don't know, Jordan. I think we lost Jordan. It just lagged out. But yeah, man, I agree with everything Jordan had to say, man. He made some real good points. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he did.
And I think, like I say, man, at the end of the day, man, people was to stop damage control and stop defending, you know, bullshit. I think the gaming community would be a lot better, man. Just a tad better, man. That's just my personal thoughts on the whole situation.
And in the end, the only real problem here is those fanboys. It's not these companies. If we don't pick up that shit, the companies will not proceed with these practices, you know?
Yeah.
The fanboys are the only ones to blame here, dude. Picking anything up that has a fucking name on it they love, and they love to defend that shit for some reason. I don't even understand why. But they don't understand that we are fighting for everybody, dude. Not just for us. We are fighting for them, too. And they're just fighting for these companies for no reason, dude. I don't understand that shit. Seriously, man.
It's like the people that have their backs, they're shitting on them. But the people that's fucking them, they turn around and, you know, give them a kiss and I love you too. And, you know, what the fuck?
Yeah, exactly.
Get the fuck out of here, bro. You're praising the guys that's raping you, but you're shitting on the guys that's actually trying to make it better for all of us, including you.
Exactly, man.
That don't make no sense to me.
Maybe those guys just like getting ripped off, man. It's like a natural thing to them, you know what I mean? It's like they don't want that to go away, and it's like, okay, well, if you're that deluded and fucked in the head to get your ass fucking in your wallet raped every 2 seconds, man, from these developers, then go fuck yourself.
And criticism these days. People don't accept criticism anymore, man.
Yep, they don't, which to me pisses me the fuck off, dude.
And that's the whole social media thing and all that shit. They have a voice, you know?
Just trying to damage control. No, fuck you. I'm
used
telling
to be
the
they
fucking...
didn't have a voice. Nobody heard their fucking bullshit.
Exactly,
you know? Now
man.
They can let themselves heard. Let themselves be heard.
I mean, back then, from what I remember, back then when I was growing up, man, I was able to critique things that I didn't like on Sega side, I was able to critique things on Nintendo side, and everyone listened. Now it's like you get those fucking people that like plug their fucking ear holes and like la 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 bullshit.
Yeah, I'm even talking further back, dude. You wanted to, you had something to complain about? Write a fucking letter, and they wipe their ass with that shit. They don't give a fuck about you, you know?
Yeah, man.
And now these fucking assholes, that's beyond me, dude. That's just ignorant shit, man.
What cracks me up the most, though, too, as well, artificial, at the end of the day, is the fact that a lot of these gamers out there think that these developers actually care about, like, you know, like the fucking, the praise and whatnot. No, they don't. All they care about is your fucking wallet and your money or your debit or however the fuck you spend money, man. That's all they fucking want, dude, because this is the era of greed. And that's what we're into right now as far as what the whole gaming thing is concerned right now.
And what people miss, too, is that these companies are not stupid, dude. They know how to fucking make money.
Yeah, they're raping the crap out of fucking retarded gamers out there.
They're fucking
basis.
professional fucking rapists, too.
Yep.
They've been doing this shit for a while now.
Yeah, I mean, I gotta agree with the White Knight.
representing, baby.
I gotta agree with you 100%, man. This is the generation of greed. And it's sad that the people that support, it's almost like we have people, a supporting group. Like, they literally support the greed aspect of gaming. You know, they don't care. Or these corporations, I should say. And these developers. Like, well, they agreed, so they're greedy, so what? Let's just keep supporting them. Let's make them even more greedier.
Yeah,
like,
it's
the
like
more
they're
money,
fucking addicted to it, man.
Right, so the more money that we give them, the more greedier they become. And the more greedier they become, the less content we get. I say this time and time again. I'm telling you, man, we're going to be paying $60 for demos.
in order for you to get the full-fledged experience, you're going to come up out your ass more than $100 for the full game.
What makes it even more disgusting about Dread is the fact that people will actually defend that, man. A $100 demo, they will fucking defend it. Hell, they already did with Ground Zero.
Exactly. That game, so I almost just broke down and cried when I seen them numbers. I was like, what the fuck is going on here? And it was damage control.
Hours of that game, man. It doesn't matter if you get 30, 40 hours because the average consumer is not going to play that game for 30 to 40 hours.
Exactly. So I think they should just go to tablets. Get the fuck off of consoles. Go play on on your iPhones, iPads, whatever the fuck, the little app games. Play that shit. Don't come over here invading our motherfucking community and trying to fuck it up. God damn it, man. It's almost like, I don't know. I don't know what to say, man. It boggles my mind the game and community has dropped so low, man. It really do.
Yeah, and I'm starting to realize. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I'm starting to realize more and more that there's so many fanboys out there, dude. I didn't even realize that in the beginning. That the fanboys are the biggest part of that shit, you know?
Yeah. That's
why the shit keeps going, dude. And that's like with the with the Metal Gear Solid demo. There were like three people speaking out on that shit on YouTube, dude. Everybody took that shit in the ass, and they were like, it's beautiful, it's fucking beautiful, dude. Pick up a fucking PlayStation 1 and know that you can expect a lot more from this shit, dude.
Yep.
I want to try something. I want to ask everybody something, so it won't, try to balance things out. First, we're going to ask, I want everybody to tell us what your console of choice is. Or even if it's multiple consoles, but what I want to do is I want the audience and our fans to hear our gripes and also hear the good side of things too, because it ain't always just 100% bad. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna start off by just saying because I know Bear, you more of a Nintendo guy, I love Nintendo as well. You know what I'm saying? So I can kind of see why you like the console so much, but I'm gonna start with you. Just let the fans know what made you enjoy the Nintendo brand as much as you do.
Because Nintendo has been still feeding me the same amazing quality content filled to the brim fucking games since the NES days. I don't care what third parties bring to the table. As far as I'm concerned, when I speak highly of Nintendo, I speak highly of the company. Not the actual fucking what other games come to the platform. If I want to do that, I will praise those said publishers to fucking to that degree. But when I praise Nintendo, I'm specifically talking about them. I don't care how many fucking units of the Wii U has fucking sold. I don't care that it's in the last place. That's irrelevant to me. The content that they provide, that they themselves, all their little brand, all their little divisions inside their their little headquarters there in fucking Tokyo, Japan, they make some of the best fucking well-designed games on the fucking market. And they have been doing that since the NES days. So that's why when I buy a Nintendo console or a handheld, I am guaranteed 100%, and this is a fucking fact, that I'm guaranteed to get fucking content and polished games out the wazoo. That's why I stick with Nintendo.
I agree, man. Wow, that was a good answer. Vex, you up next, brother.
Yo. Sorry, what was the question again? I had to step away from the computer.
Oh, it's cool. I want the fans to get the brighter side of things, like I was saying earlier, because it's not always it's not 100% bad. It's also a bright side of things. It's a good side to all three of these consoles. You feel me? So, like whatever console of your choice, I want you to give the fans and the subscribers a chance to hear why do you love it so much or prefer it as much as you do.
The reason why I love the PlayStation 4, in theory, because I don't own one already, is because, and the reason why I normally trust Sony with my hard-earned money, is because I know exactly what I'm getting. I know that I'm getting, example, the PlayStation Vita. When I bought that system, it was kind of late. It was just before the Vita Slim came out. But I knew that I was getting an upgraded PlayStation Portable. That's a fact, just with the integral parts alone. Then you look at the functionality And, you know, after playing demoed Killzone Mercenary, it didn't feel like just a handheld game. It felt like a handcrafted experience. And Nolan North, the voice actor behind an actor behind Uncharted, even once said, if you guys remember the old Tester series on PlayStation, he said that, you know, playing Uncharted Golden Abyss is like playing Uncharted in the palm of your hand. And it is so true. I know he's saying that for marketing, I know that, but I feel like my money gets well spent with Sony. Microsoft already have a PC. I don't really need to buy an Xbox. Now, if we're talking about the Xbox 360, that was the last time where they really innovated. And they did innovate with this generation, and they did turn it around, but it was too late, and they have a weaker system that I don't feel, if I bought that, it wouldn't benefit my gaming lifestyle at all. I'd be losing money, because I can play most of those games, not only on the PC at higher settings, but most of those games Sony has made in their own way with their own exclusives, and I feel covered by that. And it's a reasonable device. I can flip out the hard drive. I can put a new one in. I feel like I'm buying a system that I know everything about and know what I'm buying. It's like when you buy a DVD player and you buy it from Samsung, for example. That's the communication that I like between me as a customer and Sony as the, you know, vendor.
All right. Yeah.
Sorry. Sorry.
No, that's good, brother. Goddamn, Vince with a tirade. He's like, I'm going to let this shit go. I'll just get this shit off your chest.
Fucking focus mode there, man.
That Neverland dust.
Boy, hey, boy, hey. That's
rehab,
dust.
Bro.
Joe, Artificial, same question for you, brother.
My favorite console, sort of, is the question, right?
Yeah. And why?
I would still go any day with all the old school shit, man. I don't even own any of the new consoles, dude. In the beginning, I was leaning towards PlayStation 4. But, yeah, after seeing people buy that, I didn't fall for the day one buying shit. You know, I saw other people buy it, and they were sort of disappointed by the content and all that stuff. So I was glad I didn't fall for that. But I'm still going with all the old school stuff, man. Dreamcast, PlayStation 1, Nintendo 64. That's where the innovation was at its highest, in my opinion, man. It was just crazy. All originality. Pretty much, yeah. Like, 95% of all those games are good, man, and beyond good compared to these days. I can still pick up any of those games, any day, dude.
And that's one thing about the classic shit. You can never argue that classic shit.
Exactly, and also,
back
then you had a reason to pick up multiple consoles, you know? The Xbox and the PlayStation 4 is way too similar, dude. They all release the same fucking games. They have three exclusives, you know? It's not worth it, dude.
Yeah. Baby girl, same question.
Well, I have a favorite one in particular. I like them all. I have to agree with Art also. I like the old generation also. So I like them all different things. So I can't pick just a favorite one. I like Nintendo because I love the Wii U. It's fun. I love the game. But they don't have the multiplayer factor. I like my Xbox because of the community. Xbox, I love Xbox Live and all the apps that you can get on it. And with PlayStation, like as far as the old ones, the NES, Super Nintendo, and TurboGrafx 16, that was one of my favorites. I would probably play TurboGrafx right now, actually, if I had one. But, yeah, I can't pick just one of them.
Them
all for different things.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, yeah, that's good answers from everybody. Did I get everybody, or is it just me, huh? Ah, shit. They're like, I bet he can't do it. I bet he can't do it. Try one stop. Say some good about
you can
the
do it.
Say some good about the Xbox. But yeah, my favorite console, I would say probably would have to be Nintendo. I think I already said that. Nintendo, it is the old school, but if I had to choose what's my favorite out of the two as right now, I would say the 360, more updated, it would be the 360. But I can say some good things about Microsoft, especially when it comes to the 360. I believe that it was everything that I wanted in the system. That's just my opinion. It was everything that I needed in the system. And to me, it did almost everything right. And I understood that no console will ever be perfect. But in my eyes, it was damn near there. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't even buy too many games for my PlayStation 3 because I enjoyed the 360 so much. And I think that's saying a lot. And I just think that long with the my friends, the multiplayer gaming, the party chat aspect, you know, fuck the Kinect though, because nobody cared about that. Even back then, nobody cared about the Kinect. Even though it was actually cool, you could get on Kinect and do video chat or whatever. That's all right, but it wasn't really there for gaming. But other than the Kinect, man, the 360 was the shit. Now I don't understand why they didn't just take the 360 and made that, like, you know, a few times better. I think that Microsoft would have had a winner on their hands, or at least it would have gave Sony a little more competition. But yeah, I'm going with the 360, man. That was my favorite. I loved everything about it, you know. If y'all want to, because like I said, I just wanted to let people hear that, you know, the good side of things. It's not always about, oh, they're bashing. We do enjoy our consoles. We enjoy our hobby. We do enjoy gaming. And we enjoy it so much so that we decided not to let a few destroy that hobby of ours. We decided to take a stand. And we're not going to let no one, I will repeat that, no one just sit there and destroy this motherfucker without giving them a goddamn fight.
Exactly, man.
You know, I'd rather go down swinging than just being on the sideline watching it burn to the ground. At least one thing the Dream Team will be able to say, if gaming do go to shit, well, it's already into shit, but, you know, go away or whatever, each and every last one of us, as gamers, real diehard gamers, we'll always be able to say, at least we tried. And we tried our damn hardest. And everybody else just standing on the sideline, they didn't do anything. And I don't know how they explain that to you. Yeah, we used to have video games back in the mid-2000s or early 2000s. What happened, Dad? Well, you know, I sat on my hands and I thought things was going to get better on its own, and that's it. No. It don't work that way, man. But anyway, if anybody, we're getting low on time, so anybody want to ask something, want to throw some news out there, y'all can. If not, we can just wrap this shit on up, and we'll see everybody next week.
I have one thing for everybody. Maybe the Project Ukulele thing. How do you all feel about that game?
On my nipples.
Yeah, right. The news that it was coming to Wii U, that
dude,
made me so
happy.
Yeah,
well, not even that, dude, because I still would have got it regardless on PC if I could, my computer could run it. But
no, but just Rare going back to its roots, man. It's just
exactly
beautiful.
And that game proves, man, that there actually is faith in gamers who want to fucking see older school shit come back.
Exactly.
What's the name of the game?
Ukulele.
Oh shit. Oh man, let's be realistic. We always discuss that. Now that's something we always talked about, is how there is so many different titles that these motherfuckers got in their goodie bag that they can bring back. We always vouch for that. And
they are reviving
this
genre, dude. The 3D platform, they are doing that shit, man.
They need to, man. They need to, because I mean they got the support. The support is already there, which I don't understand why they can't fucking see it. Did somebody gouge their eyes out or something? I don't know. But I'm just being realistic. They have the support. Dude, they have the fan base. You know how much
money? And one day they passed like £1 million or some shit like that. It was insane, dude. That just gave me faith, man. Faith restored,
is,
you know, in the gaming community.
Yeah, and this is now also the second time this has actually happened. Because remember, Capcom pulled the same shit. Remember, they had two Mega Man projects in the work. They came out and they canceled it because they said, there was no fan outcry for it.
Yep.
And then fucking look what happened. Look what happened. Inafune left. He went off and created that Kickstarter project for Mighty Number 9. Skyrocketed.
$6 million?
Giving the big fuck you to Capcom, man.
Exactly.
Exactly, man. So it's not like they can't see that the fan base is there. I think that they should pull their heads out of their ass. Stop being too greedy. Ain't nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with that. Stop being greedy. Give us back our titles, man. I think we deserve it. We done gave y'all so much fucking money, man. I think it's time to give us a little something back. And we're not even asking for much. We're asking for games to stick into these fucking consoles that we bought. How's that asking for too much? That's what it's supposed to do.
And make a game that I want to play. That if 10 years go by, make a game that I still want to pick up, you know? Like the old school games, I can still play any one of those games, dude. But any of the new games, you play that shit for a week and you're like, fuck this shit, dude. It's repetitive. It's all the same shit. You will never look at that shit again.
That
People
way, man.
Sell their games, right? Like 2 weeks after they buy that shit.
Yeah, it's, they design their games so that like the replay value is like very shortly lived.
Yep.
It's like, why do games have to be like that? I mean, I can go back to like fucking any generation and pop in, say, fucking Galaxy or Sunset fucking, you know, or not Sunset, fucking Mario Sunshine or Eternal Darkness or Resident Evil Remake or something like that and enjoy the same experience and better, you know, for nostalgia purposes. Now, most people will sit there and bitch about nostalgia, but the reason is, though, the reason why a lot of people keep doing that, because look at the way gaming is fucking going now, man. I don't blame people, man, fucking going all back to the whole entire past to play good games, man, because now we ain't getting that shit no more.
And when you play those, you actually appreciate the effort going into that shit. That's at least how I look at it now, you know? When I play these old school games, I was like, God damn, these guys put in so much work, dude. All the innovation, there were no mechanics they could copy of other games, you know? These were the fucking pioneers in that shit. They created a lot of that shit that these game developers are now using still today, dude.
I mean, picture it like this there, fucking guys, man. Imagine, like, you know how, like, now most people, like, well, the diehard fan. Well, you got a caller? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Caller 609. Get that shit off your chest, and welcome to the Dream Team Podcast.
Thanks for having me on. I try to call every week. I just want to say a couple things and, like, ask a few questions.
Oh, go ahead. Yep. Go ahead, bro.
Yep.
I was on someone else's video in the comments section. And the problem was I started listening to all the games Sony has, Until Dawn and all these Japanese games, and they said that Japanese games are not AAA and they do not deserve to come out because they're not real games.
Wait. Who said that? Sony said that?
No, I was in the comments section of someone's video.
Oh, okay.
And then they were just arguing.
Dumbass was saying it to you.
Yeah, no, a whole bunch of people were coming at me saying that these games, and then they said PlayStation 4 are so games, Japanese games don't count. And
those are just those people that are jealous, man, because they're not getting the game on their preferred console of choice. That's just the way it is, man.
And that's just racist, dude.
Yeah.
Madden Football is not a real game.
Yeah.
Yeah, anybody, I can say that about any fucking title. NBA 2K is not a real game. Who gives a fuck? I mean, a game is a game. It doesn't matter if it's a AAA, AA, a fucking indie title. A game is a game. Everybody prefers certain things. I might not like something you might like. You might like some I might not like. It is what it is. But when you have individuals, fuck that. When you have dick eaters that run around trying to damage control and try to sit there and try to belittle someone because they enjoy themselves and they're happy, fuck them. Fuck them.
I'd rather play Japanese centric type games because their games are actually more completed than westernized games that come out nowadays.
Dude, I just remember being bummed out that half of those games didn't come out here, dude. Seeing that shit in magazines on the internet and stuff. I was like, what the fuck?
I nearly shit bricks when they announced that Fatal Frame 5 was coming to the Wii U this holiday season in North America. Yep. I was like, fucking thank you.
Yeah, that's a great example. And they're holding back so many titles, dude.
Yeah,
but you know what? When you look at, this is my fucking problem with jackasses. When you look at the two systems, or all three of them, but no, Nintendo ain't got nothing to do with this. Nintendo got it because he ain't mentioned nothing about Nintendo. So when you look at Sony and Microsoft, right? As of right now, in the past few months, which company has been at least announcing new games? That's easy. Where's Microsoft new titles at, man? Where are they? And that's what's bothering them.
They have a new bowl game. I've seen a bowl game that's coming out.
Toro, the best game of the year, bro. Toro's game of the year.
Game of the fucking century.
I seriously want to
talk. Toro! Is that the bowl
Toro,
game?
Yeah, bowl game.
A bowl
that's still
that
like a PlayStation 1 game, bro.
Bullshit.
Dude, Xbox made the video private. That says enough, dude.
Well, they made it unlisted. They made it unlisted.
Even unlisted now. It used to be private before.
Yep.
What a bunch of
Xbox. Hey, you say you want to ask a question, too?
I'm not more of like an E3 guy. I'm more of a Tokyo Game Show guy. And I was just wanting to know why how Phil Spencer, he was saying that he's got big things coming to Tokyo Game Show and nothing really happened. And I want to know, like, your stance on that, like, how Tokyo Game Show is, and Microsoft has no support for, like, Japanese games, even though they did get Final Fantasy and Kingdom Hearts.
Because those consoles in Japan don't sell worth a fucking lickety-dick of shit. I mean, hell, if that rumor turns out to be true, that in China, fucking how it outsold what Microsoft has sold so far in the last, what, 8 fucking months?
Yeah.
And Sony and the PS4 in China did that in, like, what, the first month? Not even that? That's pretty fucked up.
And you know what? I think that Microsoft just don't know how to appeal to that market, the Asian market.
They don't.
And
they're not even trying.
They're trying to force it, and nobody wants the shit box, man. Nobody wants it over there. Well, I can at least say it's the shit box to them because that's the way they're treating it. Nobody wants it, and they're not even providing the games that appeal to them. So why would I want to buy a console that doesn't interest me when it comes to the gaming portion of the device? Why would
exactly?
That makes no sense. So Microsoft is trying. There's, I don't get it. Why are they scratching their head? Like, damn, why they won't buy a product? Put some goddamn games on it that they would like to play. That would solve all of your problems.
Like, where's Microsoft going to these developers and try to make exclusive deals for, like, Japanese RPG games or some shit
like
that?
That's what I wanted to say, too, man. With the original Xbox, they actually embraced Konami and Capcom and shit, and they helped them market that shit in Japan and in Asia.
Yeah.
And now they just turned their backs on all those guys, and they're like, fuck you, we got a good thing going over here.
But,
and Xbox is mostly focusing on America, dude. Because in Europe,
that shit
in the Netherlands got released a year later, dude. A year after you guys got it in America. That's fucking insane, dude.
Yeah, but there's one thing, though.
I want to bring in this other caller. Since this for the subs, I'm going to allow the last two callers to chill with us for the rest of the little time out.
Okay.
706, you're on the Dream Team podcast. What's up? Get that shit off your chest.
Howdy, man. You know who this is. You know, it's your boy, Jesse Dixon. You just call me JD, the dude that was talking about, you know, them cat shit fan reviews and all them other useless fuckers. Anyway, here's what I want to ask. Y'all hear me? Anyway, this is what I want to add to the conversation. About the whole thing with Microsoft not having games, the reason why they don't have games is because I've been telling people this. The reason why Microsoft games are not doing well in Japan or any other country, especially in some cases the UK, is because unlike Sony, they don't have a huge catalog of various games to play. Microsoft has Forza, Halo, Titanfall. They're arriving the Japanese game, but it's more Americanized because of what, you know, the exclusivity deal Capcom has with them. But again, when you consider all what Microsoft has done, because last generation, they had a shit ton of games. They had support. People were going to the 360. Hell, I got a 360 Slam. I didn't get that bullshit with the red ring. But the fact of the matter is, the reason why I look at this whole thing the way I do is because it's like, right now, Sony is leading the charges for sales. Okay, sales really shouldn't mean nothing, but they kind of do. And, you know, developers want to get that guap. They're going to go to the guys who's selling the best. Same thing with the 360 last generation. But, again, like you said in the last podcast we were talking about, I know we're not talking about DLC, we're just talking about games in general. I think the biggest problem with games today is that we live in a patch generation. It's okay to release a game that is pretty much broken, and you're making people pay for all this stuff because you know they'll be dumb enough to do it.
Yep.
Remember the deal you made about the whole $40 season pass for Batman Arkham Knight? I'm bypassing this game like a mug because if Indians go out and spend and let these companies rake them for the money in their pocket and they get a game, like, man, what the fuck are y'all doing? You guys are dumb as shit, you know?
Yeah.
And then, you know, and that's why I am the way I am when it comes to gaming. Now, the game I'm looking for is the Deus Ex Mankind Divided because Deus Ex Human Revolution had a great fucking story. It had a socially great fucking story. I think Mankind's going to have an even better story. The new Mass Effect 4 that's coming out, well, we can disregard Mass Effect 3 because that game was complete shit. I have all three, you know, because of the fact they told us all of our choices would mean something, and then we beat it, we get this ambiguous-ass ending of three codes with the same shit happening. And I'm like, I don't know Mass Effect until 4 comes out. But I think, really, I don't know what needs to happen when it comes to gaming is that, you know, the publishers need to let the developers work their magic. Like, I think Artificial was saying, I don't know if he was saying it or not, because I came to the podcast halfway. games back in the day used to be real good because of the fact that they were about innovation. Now, it's about how much money one can make in the shortest amount of time, how many promos you can throw up in the shortest amount of time, and how many people you can bamboozle by showing on trailers. I know you've all seen the Black Ops 3 trailer. I've seen it.
Yep.
I'm actually thinking of picking up Black Ops 3 because I think it might be talking about something worthwhile about the world we live in today with all this technology and shit.
Agreed.
But back to the point that I'm trying to say, I think what we need to do in order to save the industry we love so much is that we need to really start petitioning and start not buying bad stuff and stop letting these companies apply bad practices to ensnare us and stuff. Because I was watching another guy, I think his name the Apostle or something, but he was talking about how you have fucking idiot gamers like Trap Gamer and people of his ilk saying, oh, well, Japanese people are rice eaters, but these are the very people who made our gaming industry what it is today.
Correct.
You know, we had shooters, but shooters back then, like Doom, those shits was fun. Now shooters have basically also become a linear corridor type thing they keep trying to replicate. I'm like, guys, y'all are doing it wrong. The character sucks. The story sucks. You're fucking us in the ass with dumb DLC, stupid little sprinkling things on the guns that don't do shit. I mean, it's just something that we need to take a look at and something that we need to do. But hey, guys, it's been a pleasure. Keep doing what you're doing, man. Appreciate the love y'all give us to the gaming community. I wish I could be part of the Dream Team, But I'll get at y'all later, man. One.
All right, homie. That's what's up. Good call. That's what's up, man.
He knows exactly what's going on, dude. Yep, that was beautiful. Yep. Absolutely. He knows.
I'm sorry, Bill. Yeah, go ahead.
No. I was just agreeing with everything that he was saying.
Yeah, me too, man. Because he said something beautiful about us all being raped and shit. And I have to mention that I did get the red rape ring of death on my Xbox 3 times. So that was fucked up, but it doesn't matter.
I bought
three Xboxes, 360s. And, you know, and that's something that a lot of people don't talk about. And I know when you look at the other fan base, they might use it as a weapon against Xbox fans. But what they don't understand is what we did was prove our loyalty to that brand. We was willing to go out and buy the console multiple times because we believed in the console. The console was, to us, it was that good. It just was faulty when they shipped them out. When you have a fan base that's loyal and will do something like that for your company, you think I won't be upset as much as I am now getting raped by that same company that I show infinite amount of support to? That's why I don't give a fuck about what nobody have to say about me. You got me fucked up. I'm going to speak my mind, man. I bought three of them goddamn things, and it's millions of other people probably did the same thing. And anybody that would support a company in a fashion like that, you tell them they need to shut up. You tell them they don't deserve to have their voice heard. You're a fucking idiot. You're fucking stupid. There's no way in hell.
Another beautiful thing you said about them raping us with the trailers. They're all just trying to fucking fool us and shit. The other thing is they're using these major franchise names. They're just sitting there, and they know they can make money off that shit. There's so many fans out there of that shit. That's why you see all these sequels coming back and all these remakes and shit, you know? It's just money sitting there for them. And they're just fucking raping us all, dude. They're just fucking raping us all. Keep picking up that shit, dude. Keep supporting that shit. It will never go away.
And never. They'll never change. And that's one thing that I think that the Dream Team is here to do is make sure that change actually do happen. And if we have to, hey, it might take one day, it might take 100 days, it might take 1,000 days, you know, but we're going to keep trying to thrive and make sure that everybody in gaming, period, start to get what they deserve. And that's the best quality games that we know these developers can provide for us. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, like I say, man, I don't mind the grinding. I don't mind the struggle, you know, because at the end of the day, I think that we're doing the right thing. You know, I think the cause is genuine. So genuine. It is what it is at the end of the day, man. We still got Eric Code 609, man. You hanging with the Dream Team today, man. What's good? You got something?
I thought I was on mute for a second. I didn't know.
Nah, man. You hanging with what you guys are saying. The day is y'all day. I'm letting you hang with us. You're getting to hang with the Dream Team today. If you got anything you want to add, go right ahead, brother.
I just appreciate you guys. You know, I tune in every week. I didn't know the time last week, so I missed it. But I tried to call as soon as I can. I came in halfway through. There's like another thing I'd like to add. For the Xbox One, everybody's saying that the holiday is all their AAAs and Sony will fail because they don't have anything coming out big in the holiday season. They said the Xbox One will prevail because of what they have for their lineup, Forza, Halo. Do you think that's true? Because Sony really doesn't have anything because Uncharted was pushed back, or do you think that they're just saving it for later? Or do you mean, like, because they have other Japanese games like Persona 5 and Dragon Quest Heroes and all these other games that are a little bit lower but still there?
Sony is sitting on something that's good, that they're going to announce at E3 that's going to replace the Uncharted 3 or Uncharted 4 delay. But worst case scenario, even if Sony didn't come up with anything this holiday season, is Microsoft really going to push out a whole bunch of consoles because of Halo 5 and whatever else they're putting out this holiday season? No, not even close. Sony is still going to freaking sell tons of units this holiday season, man, just because of how it is right now, the way the situation is.
PlayStation will murder the competition, dude. I seriously have that feeling still.
I'm going to let everybody else continue. Erico 313, I'm sorry. We'll get to you in a sec. Go ahead, Artificial.
Go ahead. I had my mic muted. That's the feeling I have is that Sony, PlayStation will murder the fucking competition, dude. They are sitting on a bunch of shit, dude. Trust me, they're not gonna let these people down. And a lot of people will, like you said, they will still pick up a PlayStation 4, mostly because it has sold the most. You know, it has the biggest online player base at this moment. So,
and that's where their friends are at, man.
Sorry?
And that's where a lot of their friends go to now.
Yeah. But I really feel there's so many titles, dude, that PlayStation or Sony has in their hands. They're going to do some magical shit in the future. I really believe that, man.
All right. Baby girl, what you think? What's your thoughts on that?
What are we talking about now?
Microsoft has, a strong lineup this holiday season. And people are saying that Sony might fail this holiday season because they push Uncharted back. Do you think that's going to happen, pretty much?
I don't think so. I just think that, you know, a lot of people, Sony may be big right now because of how many they sold, but a lot of people are not buying next gen until the games, you know, drop first. You know, a lot of people have held off on buying. So I think that once the titles come, then the sales are going to go up for for each one, the PlayStation and the 360. So it just depends. It's already a lot of
Xbox One.
Xbox One and a PS4. I think already a lot of people on the PS4 already, but you know, once the titles start dropping for the Xbox, it's going to be more people coming to it. That's how I'm going to.
Okay. Vex, but you're right though. I somewhat agree with you. Vex, you?
Honestly, there were so many red lights going on those 360s. I thought Christmas was coming early.
so silly.
I'm sorry. I speak that truth, man. I mean, you know, comparing a PS3 to an Xbox One, Xbox 360 was like comparing a Mercedes to an old Toyota, recycled milk carton texture. I just feel like I'm sticking in my own roots when it comes to gaming. I'm keeping it safe. I don't even spend a lot of money on these games. You've got to play it safe these days. You know, like we've all made very good points, you know, I mostly support indie developers because I feel like, you know, I'm not spending too much money, I'm not losing too much money if the game doesn't go all right, and I'm very picky over my my early build game buys, you know, like Assetto Corsa, Killing Floor 2, you know, I'll go with that sort of stuff. But, yeah.
All right. See, my thoughts, I'm going to just say this. They all gonna get a boost this holiday season. That's just the way it is, you know. I think all three of the companies are gonna get a boost. Now, whoever get the most boost could be Microsoft. It's a good chance Microsoft could get the biggest boost because there is a lot of people that still has not bought an Xbox One yet, you know. But like I said, I think they're all gonna get a boost. But as far as Sony failing, that's that's kind of ridiculous because you have to understand something. The only way Sony would have failed this holiday season if they wasn't doing what they're doing now, and that's putting out games. You have to understand something. Sony is bringing games. A Tokiden just came out not too long ago. I didn't even know about it. When might
that
Microsoft game even come back that? I don't know.
I actually have something.
It's like Monster Hunter. If you ever play Monster Hunter, it's like Monster Hunter.
Yeah. So they got games. They're keeping their fans happy. But the thing is, they're kind of satisfying all their fan base. They're not just bringing in Western titles. They got games. They got Japanese titles dropping. You got your Western titles dropping. You have a different variety of games coming out. So they're on damn near on a monthly basis. They're keeping them happy. So by the time holiday season comes, why would people why wouldn't people buy the product? You know how many games Sony will have on the platform by this holiday season? You have to think about that. It's going to be so many more games on the PS4 than the Xbox One when holiday season arrives. Which one would you buy? When you're looking at the two systems, you go to GameStop, you see on the wall, you know how that shit is on the wall, they have all the games and titles. Which wall you think will have the most games on it? Sony is. So Why would a person be like, let me get that one, the one that's lacking all the content. Let me get that console. No, I just think, like I said, I think they all going to get a boost. I just think Microsoft might still have a slight edge because of Halo. But other than that, Sony gonna get a fucking big boost because they're gonna have a whole shit ton of titles.
They're hyping up Tomb Raider though. They're hyping up Tomb Raider like it's the next coming of Jesus, saying Tomb Raider's just gonna destroy everything on the market and it's not even really an exclusive. Street Fighter's not coming to Evo anymore on Xbox, so I don't know what they have to say about that.
If you think about it with them, the reason why they're hyping up a game like Tomb Raider is because they pretty much basically have no choice because they want to try to convince people out there. I mean, let's face facts, a lot of gamers out there are not very bright, so they're trying to convince a lot of these gamers out there to say that, yeah, you know what, this game will be like the best way to play it, blah, 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 all this crap. It's just there for marketing fucking things, man. But it's not going to work, though. It's not going to work.
I mean, if they was going to use a game, they should have used something bigger than Tomb Raider.
Halo?
I'm just being real. Like, Tomb Raider, I'm a fan. Now, don't get it twisted. I'm a huge fan of Tomb Raider now. But
yeah,
I'm a huge fan of the classic Tomb Raider. That classic, dude, I mean, I used to get lost into it. Man, what? The game, it was so easy to gravitate to Tomb Raider.
Uncharted.
I mean, the solving puzzles, not knowing what's going to happen next. I mean, it was so easy to get wrapped up and get lost into that game. And that's what gaming used to be about. And
Tomb Raider 2, you could just run around that house for hours, dude.
That was the beauty thing that I liked about the PS1 Tomb Raider games, man. Like, I agree with One Stop 100%. You know, the game actually pulled you in. You know what I mean? You took hours to explore everything, to figure everything out. You didn't have your hand to hold it onto you. And best of all, you had perky tits. So, I mean, it was perfect.
Vex actually said something really beautiful just now about careful with your money, dude. When you purchase shit day one, you know? Don't buy shit day one. Just have a look at that shit, man. People upload gameplay. Just don't fall for that shit because you get a free gun, you know, pre-ordered gun or whatever. Fuck that shit, dude. Just make sure the game is good before you actually purchase that shit, man.
And I know I waited on Assassin's Creed. I warned people, man, about Assassin's Creed, the Watch Dogs. I warned people. They still went out and bought it. I was like, see? See there? That's what you get. But ain't a joke, but get back to the point. When it comes to Tomb Raider, I believe it will be a good game. I'm not going to bash it because I haven't seen actual quote-unquote gameplay. So, but I do firmly believe it's going to be a good game, but a great game, I don't think so. I just think it's going to be good enough for people to go out there and somewhat support it. But it's not going to be that game that's going to be like, holy shit, Sony, you are in trouble. Nah, fuck no. It's not going to happen. So they can promote it. They can make it bigger than life all they want to. It's just basically a part two of the last Tomb Raider we got, which I ain't gonna lie, I was a little disappointed in. I still enjoyed the game, but I still had some gripes with the game, with the title itself. I just wish they go back to their roots when it comes to games like that. You know, I want them to go back to what made the game successful. You know, I think if they was to do that, man, game would be so much better, man. But anybody else want to chime in on the Tomb Raider situation?
No.
Everybody said their piece. So I guess we can get ready to wrap this thing up, man. We appreciate area code 609. You hung out with the Dream Team, bro.
I appreciate it. I can't wait for next week. I'm ready.
Glad to have you, man.
Yeah, we're glad that you support us, man. We're glad we're able to give back. That's something we thrive to do, you know what I'm saying? And y'all drive us every day to give y'all good content, you know, so we really do appreciate it. And, yeah, man, if y'all want to hold y'all peace, again, a shout-out to Erico 609. Thank you very much. We really appreciate your you calling
thanks,
in
man.
And giving us your thoughts.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. Fuck that. We're going to go ahead and shut it down. If y'all want to shout yourselves out, y'all can. But let's close it down, man. We hope y'all enjoyed the show. We hope they enjoyed the show, man. We'll start from Baby Girl. Set it off. First Lady of the Dream Team.
Right. Baby Girl 91580 Gameplay HQ. You guys, make sure you subscribe to every last one of the Dream Team. We're the real gaming community of you. So subscribe. And it was to talk to you.
There. All right, Bear Hugger, take off.
This is Bear Hugger 29.
Oh, sorry. I meant the White Knight.
Oh, excuse my perky little freaking nip. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, so now you completely fucking ruined my shit, dude. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm your boy Bear Hugger 29, aka the White Knight for Nintendo, and soon to be for Sony as well. Thank you for having me. Shouts out to everybody else out there and all the callers who called in tonight, and also too as well. Shouts out to the people from the Dream Team who weren't able to actually make it in, like Thanos and Demon Ralph and Fring and whatnot. So shout out to them. And yeah, awesome.
Artificial, take off, brother.
He said
AFK.
Oh man, so I'm gonna go ahead and say I'm your boy One Stop for Gamers. Y'all know what it is. We appreciate everybody that came out, man. And I'm just one part of the Dream Team, man. Without the Dream Team, it wouldn't even be a One Stop. I really truly believe that. Without you guys, it wouldn't be without y'all supporters and subscribers and the gaming community as a whole. Without you guys, man, it wouldn't be a One Stop. I really do believe that. And yeah, I'm glad y'all was able to come out. Artificial, I guess I'll do his shout out for him since he's not here. Make sure to subscribe to Artificial. Make sure you subscribe to all of us. And, yeah, we'll see y'all on the flip-flop. Y'all be blessed, and y'all be easy. Peace.
Peace.
Peace.